Well, Gabe, he gave her pretty good run there and just fell a little short in that championship game, going to the ultimate tiebreaker. But describe the match there and what you thought about it.
At first, I started off pretty just testing the water, see what he had. And about 30 seconds in, he turned into a dang pool. And I said, well, this is going to suck. Because I went to throw up an underhook, couldn't hold on to anything, just slipped right off. Second period, slipped out, and then he got a reversal. But I got out of that, so third period, I knew I was going to be down, so I wasn't too worried about it. Because he was slick, too. I knew he wasn't going to be able to hold on to anything either. But I guess I just didn't try hard enough to get to a leg, I guess.
Well, I know it was just a good match there and just went back and forth. And I know you won the gold, but second place, this is still pretty darn good here. You go out with a pretty high mark.
Yeah, it wasn't what I wanted. I wanted the big bracket to hang up in my room. But I guess it is what it is. I can't change anything now.
You're a three-time state qualifier and a two-time state placer. I guess kind of reflect back on your wrestling here throughout your career in Scott City.
Well, freshman year when I went down and asked Coach how wrestling works and how the points work and how do I win, I didn't really see myself going into the finals at the state tournament ever. So I guess I just made a lot of progress and got better every year that I was there.